Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. I want to bounce off a topic Jonathan Heitschritter wrote about earlier in the week and something Dave and I recently discussed on The Terrible Podcast. Obviously, the Steelers will not be in the market for a first-round quarterback the way they were last year, but a quarterback could still impact and influence their day one draft plans. I'm talking about Tennessee quarterback Hendon Hooker, viewed as the fifth quarterback to go in this draft after the big four of Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, and Anthony Richardson come off the board in whatever order that'll be. I think Young goes number one, but from there, who really knows? Regardless, those four should be long gone by pick 17. That leaves Hooker as the last top quarterback remaining before a massive drop-off, and it could create lots of urgency for teams to go get him. Minnesota, Tampa Bay, heck, Baltimore, if you want to get draft day crazy, could all look to make a run at him, and their picks sit right behind Pittsburgh. If someone wants to make a move up and make sure they get their guy, the Steelers at 17 makes all the sense in the world. Pittsburgh would move down 2 to 6 spots, pick up some extra capital, and still get a good player at 19 or 23 or wherever. That's just good business. Now, I don't know if the team would really deal with the Ravens, but they could leverage any interest there to drive the price up. Even if a team like Tampa only wants to come up 2 spots, if the Steelers are telling them Minnesota or some other squad is going to trade up and take Hooker instead, the Bucs are going to have to pay, or start Kyle Trask. Now, I still am in the camp Pittsburgh could move up in this draft, that Omar Khan will continue to be aggressive, but I am open to all ideas. And if they do happen to stay, they could and probably will get calls about that 17th pick from a quarterback-hungry team, and that is certainly hard to ignore. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com. Comment, check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.